at the wheel old back on, and it was partly old packet full of grease, and slip it back on. Well,
saw horse.
Yeah, they had two of them, you know.
Some of them had seats on. The seat had a little spring, but not very much.
Yeah, I believe
it was. They call it a bullet. That's the bullet.
Talked earlier about something. They were helping with the knowledge of my head around one. Did you ever have a kind of egg-shaped brain that you
might have? Well, we call them
the brain. Bob across and chopped it and sawed it.
Did you ever use a red lady to say it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what we used to have. She'd have a picture thing like that to saw stool.
Well, they had a regular horn, a regular horn. Had a whip rod and tow on.
Saw bands.
Rub it on that a bench with a leather strap, razor strap.
They
call them sawbuck or sawhorse. Big long
time sharpener.
Well, a sawhorse is
when they have two of them.
They got a red rock plank on.
What about them? Like
a door or whatever. They were a grinding stone. Well, they would crank, you know.
You talking
about
shooting
from a revolver?
Which colors made you put the revolver and shoot from there?
They call it bullets. That's the word. I've got one. Out there in the barn that my granddaddy broke. Well, we call him a blank. Louisiana, I guess, or Mississippi.
Did you ever use a spread razor shave?
Yeah, it's on. What would you
sharp those things on?
Oh, you'd have a horn of them. Well, they had a regular horn, a razor horn. Like a wet rock. First, rub it on that a while, and then take a leather strap.
On the way, you can beat the train to come in.
Strap it on
that.
Yeah, it's sharp and high. They were so fine, but it take a long time to sharpen the knife.
What would you use to make it sharpen
the knife? A regular wet rock.
What about something like a hatch?
They were a grinding stone. Those things you'd crank, you know. One of the hoo acts, the other one turn. We'd have another pipe, and then we hunt it. I've got one out there in the barn. It's about 2 foot long. My granddaddy broke Inky Diamond to this country when he come here. Louisiana, I guess, or Mississippi.
We'd have a collar to fit over the hoo.
Another stone collar of it would stop up there.
The rest of it,
we cut the hole for it to go through.
Part of it.
Some of them probably had a pipe on that. And some of them got
did you ever use any coal down there?
Food. Very little brick outside, you know.
I thought we were going to use it would be the train to clean coal in the air.
Yes. Did they have a railroad running through
here? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
That's not good.
How much longer that must have been? Did you ever have to tell you what they're carrying, you know, loose up in the air, right?
It's been there about 30 years, yes, or better. Maybe 40 years. You mean to carry stuff on?
You were talking earlier about that wood stove.
Well, it was a wheelbarrow.
Wood stove, you have to call anything? You spoke more about the chimney.
No, we didn't have these crackers. I ain't told you what you were talking about. Come to joint about 2 foot high, about 6 inches. And if that is the way they made, it must have been, that's what they told you the wheelbarrow. Or to have a collar to fit over the hole, they call it the collar, you know, to stall up there. Where you cut the hole for it to go through.
They
set a pipe on that.
Yeah.
And some of them got through. Flew out of brick outside, you know, they pipe. Pipe straight across in the air.
Yeah,
I'm
going to get myself. Did you ever have to say you want to carry, you know, something heavy like?
Yeah.